important for your life. Meaning this is most. One is a person says this is your duty. No one likes a duty. And one is says this is your qiwam. This is your foundation. You can't do without this. Farz means that. Almighty Allah made that farz, which meant that without it we can't stand. It's like how they will say it's farz. You must have food in your life. That's farz. So then no one calls it a duty to eat. He says without that food you can't stand. Without salah and a proper salah, me and you will not stand. When the winds of fitna blow, it is the person who has learned how to perform salah that he will remain standing when everyone else gets washed away. He will just say Allahu Akbar and stand. One man alone. One man. May Allah tabarak ta'ala teach me and you all how to perform the salah. Inside the salah there is Quran, so that there is nothing to teach about. That we repeat again and again. Little Quran you learn. And then you ask the boy that what you read in your Farz Salah, what you read in your Witr Salah, what you read in your Sunnah Salah, and you get the same answer. Wal Asr, Inna Atayna. Wal Asr, Inna Atayna. So how much Quran you've done? I finished 15 paras. What you read, sir? Wal Asr, Inna Atayna. How much Quran you now done? 25 paras. What you read? Wal Asr, Inna Atayna. Say, have you ever read anything besides Wal Asr, Inna Atayna? I say, Surah Fatiha. Wow. Anything else? I get confused. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as they learned Quran, they read Quran. They learned Quran for their salah. They learned Quran for their salah. When Ramadan came, their whole complaint was, we don't know enough Quran to keep us standing the whole night in salah. We need someone who knows more Quran. More Quran. For them, salah was Quran. So one is Quran, that we're not going to mention. We are now speaking about just the salah itself. So they mention that the basis of our salah are based on three things. One is with the heart, أَن يَخْضَعَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى بِقَلْبِهِ. That the heart submits to Almighty Allah. And the detail of that we will come to. How does the heart submit? Because the heart is not in my power. The heart changes, it turns. It's in a good mood, it's in a bad mood. So Allah tabarak ta'ala will never take me to task for my heart. But He will take me to task for what indicates to the condition of the heart. Because this whole world is based on the apparent. So Allah also bases on apparent. So I cannot make my heart submit. But I can make two limbs of my body submit. My tongue and my hands. So when I start the salah, I say, Allahu Akbar, and I lift up my hands. The lifting of my hands is the sign of submission of my heart. And the saying of Allahu Akbar, that greater than you, Allah, there's nothing, is the sign of submission by the tongue. My tongue has shown it submitted, my hands have shown it submitted. There a person will say, Allah, I brought the surah. You make the haqiqah. I brought the surah, the outside is all I could do. As for my heart submitting, my heart is pulp, just changes like a child. But what I could do, I did. Allahu Akbar, hand and my tongue is in my control. I submitted. So the basis of salah, one is my heart must submit for Allah. But the heart is not in my control. So at least my hand and then my tongue. Now once my hand submitted, it is only necessary that this hand remains in submission till the end of salah. So every time the hand cheats, I have to bring it back. Because when I lifted up the hand, they say, hands up. Then no one lifts his hand and after that drops it. Then the police will shoot you. When he lifted it up, it means now you'll only put your hand where you allowed. So in salah, sometimes I'll want to scratch. I will scratch. Immediately I'll remember, hey, I submitted. Bring it back. Again it itches. Again I bring it back. I'll go in ruku, I'll hold. I'll go in sajda, I'll close. Everywhere I'll think about my hands because I submitted with my hands. Then my tongue submitted. So where it submitted was Allahu Akbar. In salah I won't talk now. I will only allow the tongue to make the zikr of Allah everywhere. It will read Quran, it will make this zikr, it will make that zikr. It will never do one thing what it can't do. I'll say my salah broke then. So after my hand submitted, if I make any heavy movement, it's called amal al-kathir. Amal al-kathir means you made too much of movement, meaning you cheated. You never submitted. You showed at the beginning I submit, but then you started playing around. So your namaz broke. Where's your submission? Or with my tongue I submitted. But during the salah I saw something, I said, hey! I said, your salah broke. Why? I said, your submission. Where's your submission? You showed your tongue and your hand is only for Allah, but you cheated. So I'll make no amal al-kathir and I won't say what. And alhamdulillah, we do that. So in our salah, a little bit a person scratches, a little bit. Now you'll remember, every time you scratch, go back again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person playing with his beard. He said, had his heart submitted, he wouldn't have done that. Has his heart submitted, he wouldn't have done that. Because the heart can't. But my Allah was kind and he said, I'm only asking you for two limbs. I'm only asking you for two limbs. Submit with those two limbs, your heart submitted. Submit. Cheat with those two limbs, then your namaz is not a namaz. And repeat your namaz. So the tongue and the hand started it. Allahu Akbar. Tongue and the hand together submitted. And they must remain till the end of the salah. That is why at the end of the salah, the tongue's last word is, when it says, As-salamu alaykum, it is now saying, oh Allah, this is the end. From there till now, once he makes the salam, then immediately the hands are free then. Now he has the hands. Now do what you want. But we have to submit from that point to this point. Even if it's only a 2 minute thing. But what a unique lesson it's in life. It teaches man that when I promise Allah something, I live up to my promise. If I promise him for 5 minutes I'll be his, for 5 minutes I'll be his. I'll live up to the promise. That man who lives up to a promise for 5 minutes will one day live up to a promise for 50 years also. But when you break your promise in 2 minutes, then you say, where am I going to live up to the big promises? I just said, Allahu Akbar. And then I started playing around. I started talking. Say, you never lived up. So every day we'll get the chance to submit to Allah. Allah make us submit. So that's the basis of Salah 1. That the heart submits. Heart is not in our power, the tongue and the hands. Number 2. وَيَذْكُرَ اللَّهَ بِلِسَانِهِ. That he now uses his tongue to remember Allah. One is the tongue submitted, I won't say anything besides what I'm going to say. Now the question is, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? So I will make the zikr of Almighty Allah to the highest limit. And that was the favor that if someone had to tell you, praise Allah, all of us would get stuck. Like how in dua we all get stuck. A man tells you, make dua. Final night of Taraweeh is the time where the imtihan of the hafiz takes place. Because in the his class he only learned Quran. But that long Arabic dua he never learned. The long Arabic dua. There the his boy gets stuck. So I went to one masjid. They told me, come at this time, we'll be finishing the last rakah. So I said, okay, very good. Then dua, they said, no, not, we don't make much dua. I said, okay. They said, witr is starting at this time. They never told me they make their dua in the witr. They make their dua in the witr. Now that dua must have been about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So I reached there, we had already read, so I was going for the program, so I sat in the room, and then, he said, witr started, I said, okay, right, it'll take another 5, 10 minutes. Then I realized, hey, he's making his dua in witr. And then he made about a 20, 25 minute dua in Arabic. وَبِكُلِّ حَائِن وَبِكُلِّ خَائِن وَبِكُلِّ from Alif, wa ba, wa ta, wa sa, wa jim. But in beautiful Arabic, he knew his dua. He knew it. After the program, I especially say, where was that man who made the dua like? Said, how come you never make the dua? He said, I don't know the dua. he knows. So he's like, Seth, now you're going to read it in Salah now. Now, do you know your dua? No one knows. Someone was told, praise Allah in Salah. We don't know how. So it was the kindness of Islam that through the tongue of Rasulullah we learned how to praise Allah. وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ. The minimum that a believer has to do is that praise of Allah in my salah is a set praise. It is the same Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdi. It is the same Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, same one. So when it is the same one for so many years, they say after a man learns the words, he must then learn the meaning, and then he must dive into the meaning, which is called haqiqat. Haqiqat. They say first is the surat, that's the wording. So I got the wording, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka, I got the wording. Then it's the haqiqat of it inside. Where the man says, what this means, what this means, what this means. The beginning of it starts with meaning and then it goes deeper, deeper, deeper. To be able to praise Allah with the tongue. A person takes bayat, the first thing he tells the sheikh, what zikr must I make? The sheikh is supposed to ask, what zikr do you make? He says, I don't. I say, amazing, what you do in your salah? I say, oh. In his whole life, he never knew he was praising him. He never knew. Whole life. So when the sheikh gives him a wazifa, you will see he does it well. He starts after Fajr, he closes his eyes, he wants no one to trouble him. It's a wazifa. And now he goes deep into that. Illallah, illallah, illallah. He's doing it well. He goes so well, as Imam Ashraf al-Itani rahimullah mentioned, people have so much of azmat for the wazifa of the sheikh. He said in the one village, that man was in charge of the community. So people who needed to get the work done, they used to come. After Fajr, he used to stay there till Ishraq. So now he wouldn't talk to no one, I must finish my wazifas. But they needed work done, so they would write it on a paper. And the law was, you write your work and you put money in it, close it up, and as they would come like this, he would point to them under the musalla. You leave your bribe under the musalla, I need to finish my zikr. Said so much he would be involved in his zikr, but don't trouble my wazifa. You put your bribe under, I'll sort it out after. So much. But when you tell the person, remember Allah in salah, maybe then because no sheikh gave it. No sheikh. So now he makes that Subhana Rabbi al-Azim like, oh, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Says, did you praise Allah in your salah? He said, where? Everything was automatic. We never knew what at-tahiyyat meant. Was-salawat, wat-tayyibat. So the second part of the thing is, he must know he is remembering Allah in his salah. Aqimis salata li-dhikri. Remember. So the first part was submission. Second part, to remember Allah in the salah. With his tongue. To know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. It's a short salah. 2 minutes it is. 3 minutes it is. But at least to know. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Just to remember. The amount of dhikr a musalli reads in salah. If he has to count it in the day, how much of subhanallah he has said. If the sheikh gives him dhikr, he can say, Sheikh, I do all that already. I do it in my salah. You wanted 100, I think I got my 100. If you count the amount of zikr a person makes, but the problem is he just doesn't make it with that zikr. He makes it like, I just grew up in it. I just grew up in it. And the third thing, وَيُعَظِّمَهُ غَايَةَ التَّعْظِيمِ بِجَسَدِهِ. Now he uses his body to honor Almighty Allah to the highest limit. What this means? The scholar said this is known as itminan or ta'dilul arkan. That in no posture of your salah do you make a movement which is against the demands of respect. Which means if I go for ruku, I don't fly. And when I come up from ruku, I don't fly. Because in front of a teacher, a student not supposed to run. In front of a sheikh, a boy doesn't walk like how he normally walks. He understands the person is there, so his every movement is with adab. So one is we submit it. We will not move our hands, amal kathir. We will not talk. Submitted with the tongue and the hands. Number two, in the salah, I'm going to remember you, Allah. I was always saying it, but now I'm going to say it as a dhikr. But the third point, if I go for ruku, I will not just come up fast and go back down, bang on the ground. Why? It's only 2 minutes. But in that 2 minutes, I have to show respect to Allah, the highest level of respect. So any fast movement is against respect. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught that when he said, even if you're late for salah, don't run. Don't run. Why? He wanted that you're going to start your salah. He says, you can't stand in front of a king, lad. He said, don't run. What you miss, finish it. Take it easy. Because as soon as you say Allahu Akbar, your body has to show that highest level of respect for Allah. So it was in this year that the Sahabi radiallahu an, it was his initial day in Islam, Khalad bin Rafi' radiallahu an, he was so excited, I'm going to meet the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So normally when you're excited, you quickly enter the masjid, you read the 2 rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him. He read it fast. He was excited, I'm going to meet Allah's Nabi. Then as soon as he finished salam, he came. And he made salam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not reply. He just said, go back and perform salah, because you have not performed the salah. فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَلِّ. And then he went back. And then he never knew, like, what did I do wrong? Because for him, I read the salah. But what it was, the basis of salah was submission. Dhikr with the tongue. He did those two. He missed the third one. That your body has to show such a level of respect to Allah. That fast movement is not showing it. He says, go and perform the salah. And you must point three. Many people nowadays, we find, they don't make amal-e-kathir. A little bit they scratch here and there, but they don't make amal-e-kathir. They don't talk in their salah. Zikr, you can hear them, even if you're standing 2 places away, you can hear him say, so he's definitely making Allah dhikr. But when he reads, he goes too fast. He goes too fast. Down, bang! He says, in front of a king, you will never do a thing like that. Only 2 minutes, it's only 3 minutes, but do it slowly. Everything with a posture. They say the normal law of posture is when you reach it, then your body don't shake. Then you stand up again. Then the body don't shake. As soon as the shaking stops, that is what is called the beginning and the end of the posture. You need it to stop. Then you go into sajda. You become firm. Then you sit. You stop. Then you go down. There's no rush and there's no swing. There's no rush and there's no swing. Because anything which looks against the adab of the Zat of Almighty Allah is that you never read a salah. Go try again. So he went, he tried, he came back. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no good, try again. He went, he tried again. Then he said, oh Nabi of Allah, this is how I know how to perform salah. This is how I know. Can you not teach me? So we will end with this wording where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him, but he never taught him, he actually taught me and you. Because before we went to Darul Mazadwal, we also learned how to perform salah. And everyone learned. But it was only there that we learned that we had never learned how to perform salah. That is why sometimes people complain, the young children in the maktab, when they're in maktab, you see them reading salah, but after maktab days are finished, they don't ever come. They don't ever come. So sometimes you'll say, maybe in their life they never performed salah. That's
Maybe in salah. The three things which were necessary for the salah. Submission, they never did. You see small boys, Allahu Akbar. And then one is looking, then he tapped the other boy. And he looked this way, looked that way. Never submit. Dhikr, he was using his tongue to say what the ustad taught him how to say. But he was not remembering Allah with it. He never knew what it meant. And the third thing, he never understood how I can show that level of respect. If those three had been done, the salah would have got for him such a rain of the mercy of Allah, that after you taste it one time, you'll never want to leave it after. In life, when he left out salah, he would say, I'm missing something. That level of enjoyment is not coming. So me and you need again to learn how to perform salah. It's only a 2 minute thing. But when a person will just do it in the 2 minutes, 2 minutes is enough for Allah's door of kindness to open up. And everything falls and he says, wow, what a taste. What a taste. So when he said, O Nabi of Allah, you have to teach me. So he said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, whenever you are intending to perform salah, فَأَسْبِغْ الْوُضُ, first I want you to make a thorough wudu, which right at the beginning we spoke about. It got nothing to do with pouring a lot of water, it got to do with rubbing nicely. Little water, but rub nicely. While rubbing, take Allah's name, make Allah zikr, make Allah zikr. Meaning my wudu is called tawbah. I am washing out sins, I'm washing out sins. He says, thereafter face the qibla. That this is my destination in life. This is my destination. I am going to Allah. And then he said, Fakabir. Then read whatever is easy for you from Quran. Now when you go in ruku, ruku until you become tatma'inna raki'an, totally composed in your ruku. Then lift up your head until you are standing totally straight. Then go in sajda until you are totally composed in sajda. Then lift hatta tatma'inna jalisan, until you are totally composed while sitting. Then make a second sajda until you are totally composed in the sajda. How many times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned it? Tatma'inna, tatma'inna, tatma'inna. Something to think about. The salah has to have this itminan. Now come up, hatta tatma'inna jalisan. Says, now do this in your entire salah. That in every posture, itminan. The reason is, you can never receive something from someone if you are not composed. You can never. So the student comes to the class, he ran. He needs to read his sabak. Ustaz says, take it easy now. So I want to start. So relax. Call some other boys. Take it easy. Get your breath right. When you're nice and composed, then come. You come to the judge. You want to tell your story. You're excited. You say, take it easy. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu's brother was killed. Brother was killed. They came. One was the brother, one was the friend. Naturally, the brother wanted to speak. He was excited. He killed my brother. Nabi Sansun said, let the bigger one speak. Bigger one was a friend. Why? The friend was more composed. Whenever you are excited, you can't explain anything. You can't receive anything. But take it easy. Come. And then you're able to get. Similarly, under the waterfall of Almighty Allah, if there's no itminan in any posture, then what's supposed to flow in that posture will not come. It's supposed to flow, will not come. You need a very short sajda, but you need a composed sajda. It will get the work done. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ, I ask you to do this only. If you have done this, your salah is now completed. And if you lack in this, إِن تَقَصْتَ مِن صَلَاتِكَ, then you have taken away from your salah. Amazing, the scholars mention that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the last part, you have taken away from your salah, it was like a relief to many sahaba.
Because it was easier than that first word. The first word was, you never read Salah. Now many might have read a Salah like that and wondering that, is all those Salahs like wiped out? Qadha. So when they heard this one, that they said, no, the Salah is on its place, but you cut from your Salah. I want a complete Salah. May Allah Tabarakullah grant me and you a complete Salah. We look for three things in our Salah. One is submission. That submission's proof is the tongue and the hand, as it said, Allahu Akbar at the beginning and left it. In the whole Salah, it only moves where it's supposed to move. The second is, when my tongue moves, it moves in dhikr. It doesn't move automatic. I'm making Allah dhikr. And number three, no posture of my body is, except that with it, I am showing the highest level of respect to my Allah. That means itminan, ta'adil, slowly with composure. Allah Tabarakallah bless us all with a beautiful wudu and a beautiful salah. We'll make the dhikr of Allah for a few minutes. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني يذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله الله Allah, 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 Allah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 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 سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ورحمنا وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم آتنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.